The Amber Shadows by Lucy Ribchester. Read by Lucy Scott. For my family. War is very like a bad dream in which familiar people appear in terrible and unlikely disguises. Graham Greene, The Ministry of Fear. Prologue.
Damned engines. The way they shudder when they're pulling to a halt. Oh, sets one's teeth on edge.
The man in the navy blue suit moves his hands down the serge on his thighs, pulling at the trouser creases. Though it is cold in the carriage, and they are the only two in this compartment, it is also airless. Horsehair stuffing pokes through cracks in the leather seats, making his legs itch. When his trousers are straight, he fluffs the collar of his shirt. Outside the train window, the light is starting to fade. A tiny slash of fire signals the end of the sun. The rest of the sky is uniform navy. Where are they? Kent? Have they been rerouted? Have they left Buckinghamshire yet? It must be hours still from London. The fields are too pretty. The air is still too full of pollen. Opposite him, the other man in the carriage stirs. His suit is cream linen, his hair blonde. His voice, when he speaks, comes out slow and lazy.
You know, Stravinsky spent months, perhaps years of his childhood on trains. They say it influenced his music. The rhythms.
There is a pause of seconds. The man in navy pouts his lips. He wants to think of something to say to this.